Hey there, loyal listeners. As you know, the Top Games podcast is made possible by Hardcore Gaming 101's Patreon supporters, who help keep this show alive by donating as little as $2 each month. If you were to join them in doing that, you would not only help keep the lights on at HG 101 Towers, you'd also get access to our super secret Patreon RSS feed, which is full of ad-free versions of this podcast with exclusive bonus game rankings. Here's a taste of what you've been missing. We're doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 1989 was ground zero for the Ninja Turtles. That was their year.
And you could tell because the Transformers franchise collapsed.
Transformers never had that toy. You had to, like, strap your Ninja Turtle under a toilet that had slime flushed down the toilet. That actually happened. Look it up.
I remember a few years ago, they were selling in stores, like, the original molds for the Ninja Turtle toys. And I was like, I gotta get all of these. I'm gonna relive. And then, and like, at a certain point, I'm like, wait a second. I'm not gonna use this. Like, this is garbage.
You mind if I kind of bring focus back to the game real quick?
If you have to.
Go to patreon.com/HG101 and pledge a couple bucks. That's patreon.com/HG101. Act now and be a hero.
For some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge and lay maintain with a course aimed at colleges. To HG 101, we give the honor. Thanks to Kirk, a lot of Xerxes to host it proper, as well as Satanga, Cal and Bobinator, Booker Hart and others. Discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it. Go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease. And add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Hey, what are you suggesting?
All right, we are here with Bit Trip Runner. And I believe it's Bit, like, with a full stop. So it's like Bit Trip Runner, a side-scrolling jumping game. This is nominated to us by Solucerus? God damn it, why are all the names this freaking week impossible? All right, whatever, it's on Twitter. Someone else can try and figure that name out. A game was developed by Gaijin Games and published by Gaijin Games. So we've got the Wii here, but I think we're playing the PC version. The original launch was around May 14th, 2010, in PAL territories. That's the first time we ever got anything first on the Wii, or any system, really. I'm Carl, and I've got kind of a full house on Bit Trip Runner.
I'm Bobinator.
I'm Slow Beef.
And I'm the Great Play.
And everyone here has, I think, played Bit Trip Runner, so that's good. Really, 2010, I swear this game was earlier than that. I was surprised that it was only nine short years ago that this game came out. I don't know, for some reason I thought it was sooner. I don't really know why. Maybe because it doesn't look very, it's not like a really blow you away kind of game. It's just kind of looks nice.
Real quick, you said this is like a, what do you say, a jumping game?
I'd describe it
like the way someone's grandfather would. Like, you know, it was side-scrolling running jumpy game.
That is the game. You can't even contest this. This is the game.
What I was going to say is I think it's more like across the rhythm game, the platformer, maybe. It's like a hidden rhythm game in it.
It is generally considered to be a rhythm game. The Bit Trip series, it's kind of just like, it is a rhythm game. Like, the first one, Bit Trip Beat, is obviously kind of very literal. It's a Pong kind of style game where instead of having, you know, you actually have an AI opponent or anything, you basically just line up your Pong paddle with a, the little balls that come across the screen, and it plays a nice song, and it's pretty much damn near impossible, and that's bit
tricky. Yeah, that's killer. This game is really difficult to play, so...
And I think that game was followed by Bit Trip Void. I know there's like at least one other game in there. I think there's even a second one. Didn't play those ones. And then we get to Bit Trip Runner, which apparently the team there decided to make a game that was a little bit less abstract, unlike the previous Bit Trip games. This one has a character, Commander Video, who is...
Character is being really generous.
Oh, he is the guy in Super Meat Boy then. I thought so.
Yeah.
He's cute. He's like a little like Atari kind of guy.
Yeah, I find him really charming. He's like a weird little ninja thing.
I will say I kind of like the aesthetic. It's like an Atari 2600 game except rendered in 3D.
Look at Bob's heart grow 3 sizes this day.
I find the positives. I try.
I think he's like kind of charming in his own way, kind of stupid in another way, but he also gets when you do well, you get like a rainbow trail and he kind of joyously runs across the screen, and yeah, the music really cranks it, and yeah, it's freaking damn near impossible. Interesting game. Basically, would this be an auto-runner before it was really much of a genre? It's kind of, like...
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, sure. That's the genre I always gave it.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, everyone will be familiar with auto-runners. I think they kind of became popular with, like, Cannibalt or whatever, that running random
Cannibal
jumping
came before
through.
This, right? I'm pretty sure it did.
I think so. I thought that was the case. And this one, though, is divided into levels instead. So they're pre-canned levels. So they're pre-canned levels to the beat, to the music. And you basically have a small selection of abilities. You auto-run. You can jump. You can slide, which is unlimited. The game... I like that. You just can slide.
You just do it all
moving.
The time. It's pretty great. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jump, I like
jump,
that.
Oh. Slide.
You can kick, which is important for removing specific obstacles from your way. I think it's about one type of obstacle per region that you go to in the game. There's 3 distinct tile sets, and I think you're going to kick like one of the objects. I think later on you get the shield ability. It's not immediate. And that lets you deflect projectiles in a similar way to the original game, a Bit Trip Beat. And you get to press up, which is it up that lets you jump
yeah,
on the
press
springs?
Up the springs.
Yeah. Which are actually probably the thing I like the least in this game, because they feel like their timing for those always feels a little bit stricter than the other objects in the game. Like kick, you get quite a bit of leeway, and slide is on off, but I don't know, like I miss springs more than anything else in this game. Because it's an auto runner, basically the game just starts with a pretty quiet stage of like a light backing track, and you automatically progress through the stage, mashing the assorted buttons to jump over objects or kick through objects, that kind of thing. And then you accrue treasure and little cores, I think the game calls them, that basically boost your character's... he gets a rainbow trail behind him, it doesn't really... Is that necessary to collect those cores, or do they just make the game sound and look better, kind of?
I think it's for score, if you care about that.
You should, because the game is basically a game that tempts you with score. The whole game is basically that. It's a game that shows you, like, it's a pretty restrictive game. Like, you gotta press jump reasonably quickly in order to clear obstacles and things. But the game will constantly place collectibles, the little gold bars... in places that are difficult or dangerous to reach, and you will go for them over and over, and you will lose over and over because of your greed and desire to score the maximum points.
Really, it's a biting social commentary.
I was obviously playing this game for the recording, and I'm like, okay, all I need to do is just jump over these things, because the level's not random, so it's just a matter of playing the level, losing, playing again, and just gradually remembering the level. Pretty normal, typical stuff. It's basically a hard game that auto runs. That's pretty normal, right? But then it puts treasure, and you will go for the treasure. And I keep doing it. I can't even help myself. I'm just like, I could easily clear this jump, but if I jump at the very last second, I'll collect that treasure. So I'm gonna do that, and then I lose. And I was like 2 hours of just trying to clear these stages, and it's like, oh no, all I need to do, and I'm psyching myself out. I'm like, just don't go for the treasure. You just clear the stage. You can keep you can get to the next level. I'm like, I'm going for the treasure every damn time. Can't even get away from it. And, you know, it's just a really, really, really hard game. I can't get that across, you know, hard enough how difficult this game can be.
Yeah. Here's the thing, okay? I would say this game is fun. It's got a good concept. It plays pretty well. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out. The only thing that's wrong with it, and this is the killer, is that there are no checkpoints at any point in the game.
Stages are only like 2 minutes long. They don't need checkpoints.
I don't know. They felt longer than that to me, but that's just
that's because you keep dying. No, I mean, it doesn't have checkpoints. It is a it does want you to make it through the level in one shot.
Especially if it's rhythm based. Like a checkpoint in something rhythm based would be a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way the game knows what it's doing, because when you lose, at least in the PC version, I don't know about the others, I'm sorry, when you lose, you just basically touch an object, you're like, bow, and then you just get vacuumed back to the start of the stage, and it does that in, like, 1-2 seconds, it's pretty instant, and then it just starts again, and so it doesn't give you that little time to maybe think about quitting the game, or anything. You're just like, whoop, back to the start, alright, here we go again, and it just keeps sending you back to the start of the stage, and you just keep clearing those beginning obstacles, and it just kind of encourages you to do a little better, to get a little further, and I like that. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't mess around. It's like, go, beat the stage.
Quick counter blades thing, though, the problem is you only get one hit. If you mess up once, you gotta start over, and a lot of rhythm games, even the really harder ones, are usually a lot more lenient than that.
Depends on if they're trying to go with the music. See, I'm not, like, you when you're talking about, like, rhythm games, you're talking about, like, music-based games and trying to get that part. But, like, even, because, like, even when you mess up in a rhythm game, you're still, like, way off, you know, and everything feels goofy and you gotta get back yourself on track. And Bitship Runner's stages are a little shorter and a lot more demanding, so, like, having to come back in the middle of that, you just wouldn't have a feel for it. You'd be like, wait, what part is this? Oh, God, no.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like, Bitter Beat does let you mess up. I think you get, like, 2 screw-ups, and you can earn, like a more traditional rhythm game, you know, if you don't mess up too many times in a row, you can build your points back up to, you can keep going. But that game is, I think, like, got 3 or 4 stages in total. Whereas this game does divide itself into stages. You got a series of smaller stages that are shorter, and then you've got the end stage of each of the 3 areas, which is kind of, what are they called, like, the Odyssey, I think it might be. You got the Gauntlet, like, they got, like, these are gonna be hard, and they got hard names, and, those ones are longer, and basically, yeah, they will push you to the absolute limit of your patience. But as I said, the game isn't... Look, it has 3 difficulties. I didn't try easy. So I don't know if easy mode maybe gives you lives.
Look at
lives.
This guy. I didn't try easy.
I didn't try easy. No, I just turned it straight on to perfect difficulty, and I just take those blows, man.
Bit Trip Master, let's do it.
The secret seventh game.
Oh, God. Like, I cannot believe, like, I've seen... I didn't try perfect, but I did go onto YouTube to watch other people's perfect runs, and I'm like, no. No, I want to pretend I have a life.
Really?
Keep going. Okay.
This podcast, but really.
Really, okay. That's what I mean.
I play 12 games a month. I like to pretend I have a life.
Well, you know, outside of that, I gotta pretend, you know, I just play it up for the audio here. Like, oh, sometimes I go outside and have dinner.
Not like these losers who are Bit Trip Runner. Which, by the way, I think dinner. Is number 276. No, but I'm good, sorry.
No, I mean, that's true, though. Like, it's... The game really wants you to do absolutely perfectly, and it's kind of generous, I think, about it, because it doesn't mind if you don't do it perfectly, just it wants you to do it perfectly. It puts all of the stuff in specific places that you need to do it perfectly or you'll die. But a lot of the jumps and things in not perfect mode, you get, like, some leeway. Like, I'll say, like, what do you think, like, maybe half a second or so, you know? We're not talking frame perfect here in the normal difficulty. You know, there's, like, stairways and stuff, and you just gotta press jump, 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 and you'll make it. You'll make it just fine. But the game...
It kind of depends on the kind of jump, because, like, there's some jumps, like, if you jump off a ledge and there's, like, a gap ahead of you, you gotta be really sure of where you're jumping, or you're just gonna fall and die before you can jump again.
Well, that's sort of the trick, then, when he's talking about with leeway, too, is you're, like, talking, like, combined gaps of leeway, almost.
Like, yeah, like, so the game's kind of clever in that it will actually... Basically, it'll put a jump, and you'll be tempted to jump, you know, I'll say at the last second, but that will put you in a frame-perfect jump for the next jump. What your game really wants you to do is press jump early on the first jump, and then you'll have plenty of time to make the second jump. It does kind of mess with your head a bit. It kind of, you need to plan your jumping a bit better, but that's the point, I guess, is it's not a... It isn't a regular platformer. You really have to get away from that. It is kind of a rhythm game. It is kind of a learn the level and jump. To an extent, it kind of feels more like, to me, like, I don't know, like a speed running sort of like training game. Like, it's just a game that makes you think about things more mechanically. And it rewards you for that by letting you collect the treasure and giving you the music, which is really phenomenal, by the way. Like, the tracks in this game are fantastic. They kind of start... kind of 8-bit or maybe even lower than 8-bit sounds, and then they sort of bring in more electric instruments and stuff, and it really cranks out, like, so that when you, if and when you get to, like, the end of the stage and you've collected all the cores and you've got the rainbow trailing commander video and it's cranking the full soundtrack at you, you're just like, I am the best at video games for like 5 to 6 seconds, and then you either die or go to the next stage and it breaks your legs again.
So, really quick, because I thought about this, to answer your point earlier, Bob, about that rhythm games let you mess up, that leeway this game gives you, that's your mess up in this. Because...
I guess.
Like, because even on easy in Guitar Hero, you have, you know, a narrow enough window where it doesn't really matter the difficulty of the, you know, the song you're playing, you still have the same window. Whereas this game is like, alright, the difficulties are going to tell you how much leeway you get.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of leeway on the hardest difficulty. I think it defaults to normal, so if you're playing the game and you're thinking it's way, 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 way too hard, I think you can turn it down. Nobody's turning it up, because I do like reading comments on this game on YouTube, because half the comments on any given, like, specific level are like, I have tried to beat this level for tens of hours and I have been unable to do so. Like, they're... It's some of the levels, they get really hard, and yeah, they are demanding. But I don't know, like, it's every single moment in this game, for the most part, you can beat an individual moment, you know. You can get that individual jump, that individual slide. Some of the things are kind of cruel, like those bouncing blocks that are one of two colors or tones, and one of them is a black color, and you gotta slide under that one, and one's a bright color, and you gotta jump over it. For some reason, I can never get that in my brain very well, so it starts bouncing on the screen, and I'm like, oh no, oh god, do I duck it? Oh god, and then I'm dead, because you just run into it, and you're like, well, I chose nothing, and now I'm dead. It's tough. If you manage to get all the treasure, I would say the game kind of punishes you by making you play a bonus stage. And they are satanic. They are, basically, they're... Graphics are kind of Pitfall on the Atari-esque. They're very, like, it's like a jungle, a sort of forest. And these levels are bastards. They don't have any music, so they're not particularly fun, because they don't have that nice, you know, track to them. But they're basically, they are cruel. They'll put treasures, and you're supposed to collect the treasures as best as you can. But they will put them, like, where you'll press jump in your mind automatically, and then you'll die. Like, that's what they'll do in these bonus stages. Like, they will... very deliberately have them all laid out so that you'll think, ha, collect that, and you'll press jump at the wrong time, and you'll be completely out of sync, and you'll die. And those stages, I don't know, they're for just crazy people. There's no doubt about it. Like, they're for people who are like, this game is too easy, make it harder, which I...
God bless.
Yeah, I mean, they knew the people they were aiming at. They were aiming specifically at people who were like, I want to play the same level for a day, and hopefully by the end of that day, I'll be able to beat it.
Some people really like that, though.
I know! That's why they
have
love
a
the
song
game.
Stuck in my head all week.
I mean, you do some, I would say, high challenge gaming, don't you, Beef? Like,
I try to.
Yeah.
The Schmutz fan? Maybe.
Addiction to platinum trophies. Have you got the platinum trophy for Bit Trip Runners yet?
I haven't. Are you challenging me?
Yeah, I'm not challenging you to make me do it as well, because I would probably die, but
Bach.
I guess
Bach?
I'm challenging you.
We're both doing it, I guess. All right.
Oh, no!
Fine, you got it.
No!
Be nice to Cal. He's on PAL monitors. This game has to be impossible for him.
Well, if I was on PAL, it would run slower and be slightly easier, wouldn't it? So that'd be...
Wait, look at me. I'm Cal. I'm so smart.
Yeah, I play Sonic at, like...
Whoa, there's two Cals!
Speed.
Oh.
So, here's my problem. People on the internet apparently think I don't know what I'm talking about, and it turns out they're right, because I'm... I kind of don't really go for games or expect us to do the same thing again and again until you eventually get it right, and that's kind of this game's big thing, is doing exactly that, so...
Well, as we've said, like, that's the game. Like, this is a game for people that like that, and I think that's really reasonable. I think that's a, like, you want to play this game that's got great music and very demanding, like... timing on your puzzle jumping thing, go for it. And that's it. It's for you. You're gonna love it. You're gonna adore it. And they do. That's true. There's two sequels to this one, which people also like, although it loses a bit of the aesthetic. And I think the second sequel especially, which that is called Runner 2 and Runner 3, I believe, unsurprisingly. Although I think the second one is like Return of the Video Commander or something. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care. No, it doesn't. The third one does some really weird stuff, like it switches to behind the view and you kind of move like left to right, and it's got like splits and roads, and there's bosses that are, I think, actual boss fights. This game has boss fights, but they aren't boss fights. They're just they're just another platforming stage, but instead of the stage sort of coming at you, the boss might drop obstacles in like a pre-canned like assortment of obstacles, and you just gotta deal with those, and then at the end you beat the boss. Like, it's not... it's that kind of boss. It's not a, you never freeform beat a boss in this game. You never, it's always on a linear track where you're just running, jumping, sliding, whatever. It's always the same thing. There's no randomness. And if you hate randomness, ooh, you're gonna love this, aren't you? It is, there's not a single offbeat in this game. It'll just be exactly what you want. No multiplayer. Single player only.
That would be so weird. One guy
I don't
plays
have much else
road.
To say about this one.
Are we ready to rank? Because I got
the
thought.
Multiplayer for this game is when someone's playing this game, you tap them lightly on the shoulder, and then they murder you.
This is the multiplayer right now.
The multiplayer is you have somebody sitting next to you who's humming a different song.
Oh, right. God, I would kill them.
Bob, that's pretty good, actually. Bob. Bob.
Huh, what?
What are we doing?
All right, I'm ready to rank.
Do it.
All right, so you actually caught me when I was looking at a video of Bit Trip Runner 2, because I never played it, but my understanding is 2 and 3 are kind of better games on the whole, and one reason for that is that they actually do have checkpoints, so...
Fans are going to come out and slice you up for that, I think, because I know some of them, the lack of checkpoints is what they like. I saw at least one person who was like, they put checkpoints in and they ruined this game! That's exactly what they said. Like,
gonna maintain pretty... it's an awful idea, but...
So... when we rank this, I say we gotta factor that fact in, and so we don't rank it too high and not leave room for the games that came after, if we do those.
We're not doing those. Nobody's nominating those. Maybe they will. I don't care. No,
nice
I mean...
try, Lauche.
What? I don't... Is that a... Is that like a movie thing?
It's Temple of Doom, yeah, when he's going...
Okay, alright. Temple of... I've seen Temple of Doom once, and I was 10. So... I remember being terrified, but not much else.
So, I got a random idea here.
Is it really that random?
263 is Tempest 2000. That's another game that you just have to keep really just practicing that you get a little better at it every time.
You know, I really like Tempest 2000. Why would you bring up that game?
That's a good question.
Is it better than Tempest 2000?
I wouldn't
say
so.
More, but, I mean...
Better than Police Knots, I see, at 274.
Yeah, it might be better than Police Knots.
That would make it better than Police Knots and Snatcher, right? Because we've got our double bill of Police Knots
and Snatcher. Don't even.
No, wait.
Sorry, but, you know, it's science.
195, better than Shenmue. Oh,
Shenmue.
It is worse than Third Strike, though.
Well, yeah.
Where the heck did we put Shenmue? It's this game's...
We put Shenmue at 195.
195. That was so generous. I don't care what anyone says. That's a good... We were very generous to Shenmue, considering that it's not very good.
Oh, poor Shenmue.
I know, but it's... I had to play it. It's...
Oh, poor you.
Oh, no, I had to play a Dreamcast classic. It's so hard to do.
I play 12 games a month, guys. I have a life, I promise.
I don't all 12. Sometimes I play other games. I'm trying to play Virtua Racing at the moment.
You know,
well, okay.
Thinking about it, I think I'd rather play Kirby's Dream Land 3, and that's not actually a thing I would say.
That's a hoof indeed.
I really like that this one is a rhythm game that's a platformer in a way that I feel at least kind of works. And it doesn't do the really lazy thing of basically putting the guitar tabs flying down the screen. I gotta say, I'm not a huge fan of the guitar tabs flying down the screen, which is really popular. Don't like it very much. I always find it's a bit lazy. I keep saying the word bit. It just keeps getting in my head.
It's because what I sent you earlier.
All right, look. Where are we
playing
stupid thing?
Good. Wait, are you going to rank it?
Me?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't... Where did you want to put it, Bob? 263?
I was trying to put it at 283. It's better than Dear Esther at 284, I'll tell you what.
Probably... Right, how about between those?
No. I'm putting it higher. I'm putting it above Chex Quest.
All right, I'll allow it for originality.
Well, okay. But then that puts us right at Snatcher, and I'm not going to let you willingly put this above Snatcher.
Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, okay, so now...
I'm okay putting it below Chex... No, above Chex Quest.
Above Chex Quest. Okay. I don't know. Alright. Nobody here seems to have any idea about this game.
Well, it's fun, but I mean, I wouldn't think about it again.
I mean, look, I do like it. I think it's a fun distraction. It is hard for me to argue it's, like, a great game. Like, there's certainly better rhythm games that came... I mean, Cadence of Hyrule just came out. You know, it's like, don't even step. Get out of here.
That's the Necrodancer, like, Zelda game, right? Like, yeah. That's what it is.
Everyone.
I keep hearing great things about that. Does it cost money?
No, it's totally free. You just walk down the street. You actually, you get in place of healthcare in America.
See? Best country.
Well, I don't
USA.
Know. Sometimes, maybe, like, they gave away Tetris if you bought their online service. So maybe they'll give it to you if you buy their online service. I don't know.
Stop talking.
It's like ranking a Flash game, let's be real.
We've done that before. We ranked Peasant's
Quest. Honestly, though, I really do. I think it's better than a Flash game. It's got enough power
to
it.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, that's it. I'm not going to fight that hard for it. I thought
I will
it was
tell
fun,
you, I think, like, because we've got, we put it, wait, I can't believe we put this low. I really like, what's the name? Ark-Kaverse. It kind of feels more like a Kaskaverse, like... It's one that you really, the handful of people that are super into this will die for this game, and everyone else will be like, oh, this is really great. I'm going to discreetly not play this again because it's really hard.
I mean, I may be the wrong person to ask. I feel like Akashicverse, you could at least make the argument that even among, like, Bullet Hell kind of games or whatever, it sort of stands alone and it kind of does its own thing. Bit Trip Runner does too, but you have kind of seen things like this. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I
don't know.
I like the music. It's good. I like the aesthetic. It's good. Let's just put it at 282. I think it's pretty good. I don't know. That's done.
Okay. You know what would make this game better, though?
What?
If Bubsy was in it. Oh, wait. Hey, now.
That's right. They made that. Let's play that. Bubsy Trip Runner. I can't believe they did that.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new Bubsy game, Bubsy Paws on Fire, is Bubsy on the Bit Trip Runner 3 engine, I guess.
And apparently it's not in a rhythm game anymore, so good job there.
Well, I mean, Bubsy has, like, one good song, and it's the, like, intro song. Ba-bom, ba-bom, boop, 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 boop.
Well, that's gonna be stuck in my head all day tomorrow again.
That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know, I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HG Discord. But most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.